Mr. Fryer, let's go.
After 12, it ain't safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
There's a lot of things that are being said by us as fans about our approach to baseball that I think that everyone is being a tad bit verbose and over the top when it comes to how you're going to approach baseball. The hyperbole of, well, I'm never going to watch. Like, yes, you're going to watch because you love these guys and you love the game. Like, but specifically, you love these guys playing that game. And you're going to get to the place of when they come back, as they are, like, you're not going to watch Tim Anderson. You're not going to watch Aloy. You're not going to watch Luis Robert. You're not going to watch the White Sox trying to win the division again. Of course you are. Same thing with the Cubs. Like, you're going to watch. So when I hear people go, oh, well, I'm walking away from the game and I'm never coming back, I call BS on that, because as soon as you get something that makes you feel good about baseball again, you're going to jump right back into it.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
We got a big show today. I'm excited about all of it. A lot of great guests. You know what time it is. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We are going to talk about on today's show DePaul basketball. As you can see on Twitch, I'm rocking. I got dibs here, and I got Billy on my shirt. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. We're going to talk about the Bulls as they get ready to take on Atlanta tonight. The line has moved a little bit. It's really interesting, so I'm going to talk with Joe Ostrowski about that. And I'm going to talk with Jason Leisure about the Bears. He is at the Combine. And Clinton Yates and I are going to talk about baseball. So we got a lot of things going on today's show. Something for you, I promise. Stick around. Joe joins me next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
We love Joe being on the show. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas. It's a really, really fun place where you can go and do your sports betting, and you can hang out in a luxurious pool and watch all of the fun stuff. I would suggest going out there for the NCAA tournament. I think that you could have a lot of fun there, and the Score will be broadcasting from there, so you will have a good time for sure. Joe Ostrowski is in the building, and his segment is being brought to you by PointsBet. Joe, what's up?
Lawrence, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. There's a lot of things that I want to ask you about. First things first, let's take care of the business aspect of it. How big a weekend is this for local sports bettors that have been trying to jump on any of the apps and haven't been able to because they weren't willing to make the drive?
It's pretty big. You know, it's not like a passing the bill at the end of the spring session in 2019, it's funny, this marks exactly 2 years ago when we were at Rivers, sitting there broadcasting your show there.
That's right.
We first launched sports betting, that was exactly 2 years ago. I think just all the conference tournaments were just getting going at the start of COVID there. It's big, but we should also remember that during the pandemic, before we had most of our sports back, there was also a period when you could sign up remotely, have remote registration for any of the sports books. But now there are more sports books. There are going to be more to come. I expect to have news that one of the big ones will be added in Illinois this weekend, and it's in your face every day. And if you've wanted to get this on your phone over the last year or so, now you're going to be able to do that. The handle in the state, it's going to go up if we look year over year, because obviously it all goes down after football. Even March Madness will be big, but then it will obviously take another dip, especially if we continue to not have baseball. That's big. I go in depth on Saturday's early odds. State Rep Michael Zalewski, who was in on this from the ground floor that got it legalized in the state of Illinois. We talk about a number of topics. I didn't want to bother him on the weekend, so I actually just finished that conversation.
Okay.
If you haven't heard, there's a lot going on with the politics right now.
Yeah,
in the
with the state assembly right
kind
now.
Of busy.
There's a lot that's going on.
Yeah, he carved out some time for me a little bit ago. My biggest takeaway from the conversation, and I think everybody should listen to the entire thing, there's a lot of really good stuff, especially if you want online poker in this state, which could be on the way. But the in-stadium betting, how that's coming about. And we've heard in detail plans from the Cubs, what the Bulls and Hawks are going to do, the Sky will have a sports book as well. But what we haven't heard, what about the other two situations? The Bears and the White Sox. Now, Reinsdorf wants this 100%. Bears, what are they going to do? Are they going to do it while they're still downtown or when they move to the suburbs? It's more complicated because of who runs those stadiums, because of the involvement of the Park District, and that's not run by the White Sox over at 35th and Shields. So there are complications. I wonder if that's going to happen in the near future.
Is it the Illinois Sports Authority? Is
yes.
that what it is? That runs the White Sox. Oh, that's interesting. It lends some credence to why the Bears would want their own place so that they can decide what to do on their own property. Joe, I've been looking around at the Bulls. I always check the Bulls odds. Like, betting DeMar DeRozan overs has been a fun thing for me over the last couple of weeks, and it's been profitable too. This line movement with them and the Hawks has been really interesting. I feel like when I went to bed last night, it was Bulls +3, and now we're seeing it move. The last number I thought I saw was +1 on the Bulls. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing this. This is crazy. So we need to talk about the spread, and we also should talk about the total, because this is the fourth matchup that we're going to see between these two teams.
Okay. Totals were 232.5 the last I saw.
Right. I'm seeing 231.5 right now, points bet, but yeah, not a huge difference there. So at points bet, they open this as Bulls as favored by 4.5. Some places had it at Bulls -5. That line told me Trae Young's not playing, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what that line is screaming.
I was looking for the player prop on him, too, and I couldn't find it.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to post that until they know for sure that he's in. So we had a big swing of Bulls -4.5. This morning, it was Hawks -1.5. A 6-point swing. That just doesn't happen on some sharps or on a specific side or there's a bunch of liability on a random NBA game. Like that's a star player is out. So, a few hours ago, it was announced Trae Young's a game time decision. So the line swings back a little bit. Now it's Bulls -2. Last I saw, a total of 231.5. We know John Collins is out, and that's been huge for the Hawks' lack of defense. That's been a big issue, his health, and Trae Young game time decision. So it goes Bulls favored by 4.5, Hawks -1.5, and then game time decision. It swung back a little bit to the Bulls side, Bulls favored by 1 or 2. I think that's just kind of playing it in the middle. People are guessing. Speculating there, what's going to happen with Trae Young. The total is worth bringing up because do you remember last week when these two teams played?
That number was 244.5, wasn't it?
I saw 241 it got up to.
And then the halftime number, I think, went down to 220.5.
Right, and then we ended up with 220 points scored. The reason people kept betting the over is, in the first two matchups, 248 points in each of those games. So, it's going over. So, of course, it goes under. So now, what are they doing with this total? maybe without Trae Young, we're at 231. That's quite an adjustment after it closed 10 points higher just 1 week ago.
What do you make of the DeMar number? Because that number had been in the 30s with the 30.5, 31.5. Now the over-under on DeMar tonight is 28.5. After him having two games where one game he had to kind of fight to get to the over, the other game he just kind of had a bad game and ended up way under. What would you tell people to do about 28.5 DeMar DeRozan over under?
That makes sense to me. You have a matchup that should have a lot of points. I would expect more than the 220 that we saw last Thursday. What we're seeing with a lot of the players that go on these terrific runs, and we're starting to see it. We've seen it with Embiid. We saw it with DeRozan a little bit. It'll creep up, creep up, creep up. And just gets to that point where it's usually around 30.5. What did you say the number is tonight for him?
28.5 before the show, I looked and checked.
Okay.
It's like my favorite thing to bet.
So is that, we're trying to figure out, is that peak DeRozan? Probably not. The peak was probably a couple of days ago. I wouldn't say there's an incredible amount of value, but you have a positive matchup for him. Again, no defense, and he got those points last time. And let's also recall early in the year, before he went on his wild run, that he was scoring points against the Hawks too. So I can't say that that's a bad bet. And I don't think we're quite at the peak, but we are pretty close there.
Interesting matchup tonight. Kevin Durant will be back for the Brooklyn Nets. Miami lost a war last night against Milwaukee. That was an incredible game last night. And so that's a tough back-to-back for them. What would you tell people to do about Kevin Durant being back on his first night?
Yeah, and we don't know about a minutes restriction. They said, we're not quite sure. Okay, yeah, you don't know. That means they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us before tip-off. You don't know what you're doing with the franchise? This is your team right here, based on his health. They know exactly what they're going to do. They're just not going to share that news. What I find most interesting here is what's happening to the Nets championship, all the futures numbers, and the Eastern Conference as well. Because for the longest time when KD was out, they were still the favorite. After the trade deadline, Harden goes to Philly. Brooklyn is still the favorite. Now he's coming back, and now they're dropping Lawrence. And I think it's a mix of, okay, Brooklyn, a little out of sight, out of mind. I haven't seen KD in so long. There's that. But Philadelphia has looked so damn good with Harden. And we talked about it right after that trade, how important it was for them to keep Maxey. And right now, he is looking like he's the third dude on a legitimate championship contender. He's been outstanding. So right now, the Nets are down to the fifth favorite behind Phoenix, Golden State, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. I was wondering how much longer it was going to take for them to fall behind Philadelphia and Milwaukee. They are the third favorite in the Eastern Conference. I just find it interesting that the number finally drops right when KD's about to return.
It's really, really interesting. And those restrictions in New York are probably going to be lifted soon.
I guess, but what sense does it make where we are right now? He can sit courtside, he can cheer for his team, but he can't step on the court.
It's very, very weird. I text Joe and tell him kind of things that I want to get into and get his expertise, considering he's the host of BetQL Daily and Early Odds here on The Score. He said sent something back to me that sent chills up my spine. Joe, you can bet the combine?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what?
Yeah. This is fantastic. Yeah, you can do all sorts of stuff. You can bet on records being set, 40-yard dash, 60-yard shuttle, broad jump, bench press, three-cone drill, vertical jump. You can bet on which player is going to have the fastest 40 time at any given position. Go right down the line, wide receiver, D-line. Like, I'm looking at Bruce Feldman's freak list, like seeing which guys are involved in the combine, because just the athletic freaks I'm talking about. And they also track some of the players. Some of the data is out there on what they ran at the Senior Bowl, the miles per hour, or what they were tracked on touchdowns this year. It's really exciting that we have this sort of data to use. But, yeah, you can bet all sorts of stuff when it comes to the combine. And it's funny. I was just, as I'm looking up some of the records that were set, The Bears have had a good amount of guys that were workout warriors at the combine, including Stephen Paya. Remember? I think he had 49 on the bench press.
I covered him.
Yeah.
And he's a nice man. He was super strong and really, really, mm-hmm. yeah, this 49 reps with 225 is pretty, pretty impressive. Joe, as always, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I'll be checking out early odds on Saturday and always BetQL Daily.
Thank you, Lawrence. And I do want to remind you, as you're hoping for DePaul to cause some damage here, Georgetown won it last year, 80-1.
That's
80-1 in the Big East tournament. Now, it was a COVID year, the outlier. We had a lot of players that were not available for those teams. So a lot had to happen for Georgetown to take it down. But since you can't bet on Illinois right now, unless you're in person, if you go offshore, DePaul's the ninth favorite at 50-1, just so you know.
Which makes sense because yeah. they'll end up being the ninth team in the Big East.
Enjoy Duke, North Carolina on Saturday night.
I will not. Not one minute of it. Not one believing minute of it. See you later, Joe.
Bye.
That's Joe Ostrowski. Check him out on BetQL Daily and check him out on Early Odds. We're going to take a break. Some really great baseball content yesterday on The Score from one of the smartest guys in baseball. I will share it with you next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Happy anniversary to De La Soul. On the station over the last few days, there's been really incredible baseball conversation, and that will continue on my show at 125. I'll talk with my buddy Clinton Yates of ESPN, who loves baseball in a way that I think will appeal to you as someone who loves baseball. Yesterday, Doug Glanville was on with Parkins and Spiegel. I don't say this about many people, but I will say it about Doug. Doug is brilliant. He's brilliant. And to have his take on what's happening in the negotiations on our station is really key. He broke down a lot, but here's what I thought was the most interesting part of the interview. You should listen to the whole thing. I thought that this part where Danny had asked, do you think that they're far apart in what it is they want, player side and owner side? Check out what Doug had to say.
When you sit there and say, okay, what's the threshold? What's the tax rate? What's this pool going to be? Are we having a DH? None of those seem, you know, seismic in terms of like the way it could crumble onto itself. You know, I look back at when competitive balance thresholds and things started. When you create new systems, arbitration, free, these gigantic new systems, you could see how that's going to have to happen through strikes and labor, as Marvin Miller did back in the day, because you're introducing something so monumentally different. But when you're kind of speaking the same way, you've already had a competitive balance tax. Fine lottery. It's just a draft. You're not going to strike over to the DH and all these things. You're sort of like, what's the issue? Well, part of it is the history. Labor peace, when you talk about labor peace, if you have 25 whatever years, you have to look at it this way. The owners probably gained a lot of ground economically. In fact, the player share is pretty low comparatively in terms of the percentage of revenues. They've done pretty well economically. The players added a lot of quality of life things, a lot of things that were much more, travel, all these things that they've adjusted. And then you go through the pandemic and economic losses are real. The owners want to claw that back as best they can. So you're kind of speaking two different languages in some ways. The player is like, hey, we don't want tanking, all these things that are like great and maybe fan based, but they're not necessarily something you could actually measure that well when you're saying, oh, let me go to the table. I'm negotiating for anti-tanking and you're working on thresholds and we're trading these two things that are actually different. So you got to get in the same language. And it's really tough when you keep circling back to the focal point of one party or the other. If you're not on the same page, it's very hard to move forward.
Really interesting point by Doug on what it is that we're talking about and making sure that both sides kind of understand where the other is coming from. There's some more in there that if you're a wonk, like you really enjoy digging into the minutiae of stuff like this. Doug talked about Donald Fear inside that interview. It's really, really good and compelling and dense. I highly recommend that you go back to the Parkins and Spiegel podcast and check out the entire thing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Jason Leisure is at the Combine. I'm going to talk to him about what he's hearing and learning down there. We'll do it next here on The Score.